Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Thank you. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Well, happy fireworks week, happy long weekend, happy middle of summer, although it doesn't really feel like summer outside right now. I have been away for nearly a month and I do apologize. I hope you've enjoyed your first month of summer. For people that haven't been introduced to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say before, I'll just give you a little bit of a background to the method of my madness. I choose songs that take the route of positive action over apathy. And what that means is either the song has a positive social justice message or the band has been involved in some philanthropic endeavor that I want to highlight. And this is all in an effort for you, the listeners out there, to be inspired either through what your band is involved in or whatever it pulls at your heartstrings to be involved somewhere, somehow in the community. And I don't mean just the local community, but the global community as well. All in an effort to make everybody's lives that little bit better. Well, talking about a little bit better, we just heard Crystal Castles with their song Violent Youth from their most recent album, Three. They actually are from Toronto and they were formed in 2004. And Three obviously is their third album, pretty self-explanatory. That was released on November 12th last year and it was actually recorded in Warsaw and mixed in London. And you can kind of hear that sort of Russian synth soundscape that is the Crystal Castles. It all adds up to really good. The album cover features a picture by Spanish photographer Samuel Aranda. And this image depicts a woman named Fatima Al-Quaz holding her son, Zayed, who was exposed to tear gas during a street demonstration in Sana'a. If I got it right, I apologize. I mean, if I got it right, fantastic. If I got it wrong, I apologize. That's in Yemen on October 15th, 2011. So it was basically, I think, to highlight what was going on in Yemen with regards to people peacefully demonstrating and then obviously being bombarded with tear gas. During recording of their third album, Ethan Kath, one of the singers, adopted a strictly no computers rule, which is kind of crazy because that sounds like it's definitely being used, computers being used in the construction of that musical piece, and ditched their old synthesizers and keyboards. They wanted the new album to sound like a completely different and new experience and revealed that they had limited themselves to one take per song because they believe the first take is the rawest expression of an idea, which I think is pretty cool because you know what, in this computer world we can erase things, we can use spell check, we can do a bunch of things, and you know what, sometimes it's not as authentic as the original piece. So well done to you for Crystal Castles. Now I have a bit of a theme of this week's show in preparation of me going to the folk festival a couple of weeks ago. I got sick and I couldn't come in to do my show, but I thought, you know what, better late than never. And it's a reminiscent of all those people that were out for such a sterling weekend of not only music but fantastic weather. I heard the Cat Empire. I was sitting outside. I couldn't afford to go in, but I was listening to a bunch of our bands on the Saturday night, and the vibe was just fantastic on the beach. Everyone was having a good time, enjoying the music, and I'm sure it was the same way inside if you're lucky enough to go. So without further ado, I'm actually going to play you some Cat Empire. This is their new album. It's an Australian band, so I feel very nostalgic and homesick listening to them. They've been around for nigh on donkey's years, basically. They formed in 1999 and they're kind of like a ska jazz world music band. And this new album release was in May 2013 and it's their sixth studio album. The band's played two free shows at Bondi Beach and Circular Quay during the Victorian bushfire appeal a couple of years ago to raise funds for that appeal, because as we all know, that was a horrific bushfire that pretty much wiped out a lot of Victoria. So like I said, they've been playing from 1999. They killed it at the Folk Fest a couple of weeks ago, and now you're going to be listening to the Cat Empire here on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
saw the carnival in Rio. You saw them dancing in the sun. But listen to your corazón. Can you believe you're always on your own? You're like a song without a singer. You're like a bird without a song. Hipsters and prophets in the sky. Can you imagine a love like that? A love like that. A love like that. A love like that. A love like. Oh, 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 oh. This love is older than your father. This love is younger than your son.
Left in the sea, greedy man, Ben Kellen of the left around.
she won't take it all away. And don't try and tell me you know my been her bad right from wrong. Oh, you've upset the balance, man. Done the only thing you can. Now my life is in your hands.
The Vancouver Queer Film Festival marks 25 years of celebrating queer lives this August 15th to 25th. Featuring over 70 films from 20 countries, from Hollywood to Bollywood, drama to documentary, indie cinema to big budget offerings, there's something for everyone. Tickets on sale July 22nd. For parties, previews, tickets and more, visit queerfilmfestival.ca.
Car. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And how fun was that? That was Delhi to Dublin with their song Turn Up the Stereo from the album of the same name. They're a Vancouver band. They killed it at the Folk Festival a couple of weeks ago, and they're really doing well for themselves. They've been around for a little while, and since around 2006, where they basically formed at the Vancouver Celtic Festival, which is kind of cool. And as you can hear, they include Celtic music and Baranga music, as well as what I swear was a banjo in there, but that might be just me wishing that there was a little bit of country in that. I'm not ashamed to admit I like a little bit country in my rock and roll. And you know what? It could be in my world music as well. They actually opened the Canada Day celebrations in July 2007, which is kind of cool. And they've raised, during 2011, they actually raised money for Movember during their tour across Canada at that time. And Movember is that wonderful month that all men love and all women cringe. Well, there's a lot of women that like the stashes out there. I prefer a beard, but that's just me, and you, and now you guys know about it. But basically, Movember, it started in Australia, and it's basically a month-long fundraising campaign that supports prostate cancer by encouraging people to grow a mustache and getting their friends to support them, which is kind of cool. In the middle there, you don't really need an introduction of the band that just played that. That was a classic Jamiroquai from his first album, or their first album, Emergency on Planet Earth. When You Gonna Learn was the song name. That was, I don't even want to think when that was released. It's so long ago. It was 1993. So they've been around for 20 years, or over 20 years, which is crazy. And you know what? Jamiroquai never goes out of style, in my opinion. They're so good, and they're so damn funky as well. And you know what? Half the time, they've got some really cool music that speaks about some really important stuff, i.e. When You're Gonna Learn. And that whole album, Emergency on Planet Earth, really did talk about the global need to stand up and fight for our homeland by, you know, being a little bit more environmentally friendly. In April 2012, Jamiroquai actually released their long-anticipated seventh album, Rock, Dust, Light, Star. And the American release was actually a double vinyl LP-CD bundle as a special release on Record Store Day at all independent record stores as a way of encouraging people to be involved in your independent record stores and stop downloading. The award-winning frontman, JK, Grammy award-winning frontman, JK, actually donated a limited edition, only 250 of these Emergency on Planet Earth t-shirts. He donated it to Captive Animals Protection Society and autographed it, all in a way to try and raise funds for CAPS, Captive Animals Protection Society. And he said that CAPS actually carry out some really great work helping to stop the abuse of animals in circuses, zoos, and the exotic pet trade, and they need all the support they can get. So if you want to know more about CAPS, just go check out online at put in Google Captive Animal Protection Society, and you should be able to find it. And what a great organization to support. And it really scares me. A long time ago now, probably 10 years ago, I lived in Japan, and talking about the exotic pet trade, that is really pronounced over in Japan. I remember a very cold February morning, I was walking past a pet store in Kobe, and I noticed that there was two skunk in this tiny little cage running around, looking miserable, as well as a tiny joey. A wallaby, which is a small kangaroo from Australia, both in cages waiting to become pets and just looking scared and cold and hungry and abused. So, you know what? I really think that we should support organizations that really stop this exotic pet trade, as a lot of animals shouldn't be kept as pets, especially in foreign countries from where they were originated. So in the middle, I sort of made it a little bit more dancey, but I'm going to take it down a notch now. I'm going to, the next three songs you're going to hear are actually from bands that were involved with the folk festival, which is kind of cool. The next band, he's been around for quite some time, Hayden, and I'm sure most of you out there know Hayden. This song is called Blurry Nights, and it's from his album Us Alone. His first full album was released in 1995, so he's again a long-time musician nowadays. This is his seventh studio album, and it was released in February 2013. And he actually previously released all his other albums on his own record label called Hardwood Records. But then in November, he decided he had signed to Arts and Crafts. This actually was nominated as the longlist for the 2013 Polaris Music Prize. Didn't win, but he did make the longlist, which is kind of cool. And that, if you don't know what the Polaris Music Prize, it's a great prize. It's kind of like the independent version of the Junos. But enough of me speaking. Let's hear some more wonderful Canadian music. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Will you leave with me? Shindig 2013 is now accepting submissions to celebrate the 30 years of our Battle of the Bands. We are relaxing some of the rules this year. Any band can enter Shindig, even if you've played it before. All you need to do is send a minimum 3-song demo of your original material, a short biography of your band, and your contact information. All submissions must be sent in by August 12th. For more information, go to www.citr.ca.
Out in the Summer sun was burning bright. I was coming off a couple hard weeks. I had money in the pocket to spend. A sunburn on my cheeks and the bottom covered in on the highest shelf. Looked for the promise that might bring the heat to set this little heart on fire and bring these wandering eyes relief. And I know this. Girl who mined gold from dreams on a rusted bike with a chain that squeaked. And all I stole was just one love. I guess sometimes that's all it takes. She had a smile that she couldn't shake, a dirty mouth and a pink bikini. It didn't matter what she wore that day. I had to know what was underneath. I know this. I know this is true.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Del Barber with his new album, Headwaters, and that song was Queen of July. So this is a he's an independent folk rock Americana, alt country singer, songwriter, and record producer. He was actually nominated in 2011 for a Juno Award, and his most recent album, Headwaters, was actually released in 2012, and he played the folk festival as well. So many great new folk artists coming out of Canada. You know how to do folk, I'm not gonna lie. In the middle there we had supergroup Black Prairie, and the reason I call them supergroup is because they're a five-piece bluegrass band from Portland, Oregon, and that Oregon's another place where you get a lot of fantastic music. Basically the Northwest coast is just kicking it with awesome music. The band formed in early 2007, and it consists of the Decemberists Chris Funk, which is an awesome last name, I'm just saying, and Nate Query bass. They decided to take time off and put together a side project that actually grew and incorporated the accordion player of the Decemberists, Jenny Conley, and the drummer as well, John Moen, and the singer violinist Annalisa Tomfelt of Barefoot and the Woolwines, as well as John Newfield of Dollarine and Jack Straw, all became part of Black Prairie. And what a beautiful voice she has, and what a fantastic song. Their first album, Feast of the Hunter's Moon, was actually released in 2010. The Storm in the Barn is what we just heard, and the album was Storm in the Barn, and the song was Do You Believe. What a beautifully haunting song, and that was released in April 2012. So I like it when bands sort of divide themselves up and do side projects that sound a little bit different from what they originally do with their own band. But as you can tell, you can really tell the influence of the Decemberists in that there. It's just that lo-fi folk that we all love. Now, before I move on to some even more fun and fantastic Canadian music, I want to talk to you about something that's happening in Australia, my hometown, which I'm extremely worried about. I've talked about this organization that does a lot of advocacy online called AVAAZ.org, The World in Action. They're a fantastic organization because they really highlight some injustices that are going on around the world and have significant impact in policy making and actually reversing some pretty horrific decisions made by governments. Right now, there's an urgent threat to the Great Barrier Reef, and I implore you all to sign this petition. They need 1 million people to sign this petition, and they've got 968,003 people signed that. So we've only got we've only got about 32,000 more people to get on there, which is nothing. Now, I'm actually really kind of upset about this. I don't know if you guys know much about politics, but it's been a bit tumultuous of late. Basically, the non-conservative party that's in power, called the Labour Party, and the conservatives are the Liberals. I know it's confusing. Basically, changed leaders over the last month or so. When the non-conservative party actually got into power after 12 years of conservative rule, the leader of that party at the time was Kevin Rudd, and he was prime minister for a couple of years and did some really important stuff. He was then there was a little internal coup, and then Julia Gillard, our first female prime minister, came on as the leader, and he went to the backbench. Now there's been a reshuffle, and Kevin Rudd is back in power as the prime minister of Australia. And he's known as an environmentally liberal kind of prime minister, so I'm absolutely astounded at what's going on. But basically, Australia's unfortunately irresponsible mining industry has a new planet. So while obviously the planet is facing catastrophes, climate change, basically the world's largest coal mining complex they want to build at the Great Barrier Reef. They want to build a shipping lane to that port straight through the greatest ecological treasure we have, which is the Great Barrier Reef, so they can get to the world's largest coal mine, which is just a horrendous idea, devastating conquests, consequences around the world. It will basically add to a lot of environmental degradation, not only on the land, but also in the ocean as well. And it just, it makes me feel horrendous to know that this is actually a potential idea and something that they're going ahead with. As you might know, the Great Barrier Reef is a UNESCO environmental site, but somehow they found some loophole which could mean that they would have a shipping lane straight through the middle of it. Now, one of the main potential funders has even donated to climate activism, which is a little scary. So what they want us to do is to sign this petition asking them to not dredge and damage and dump on the Great Barrier Reef, but find an alternative route so the World Heritage Site can stay pristine for many generations to come. I'm going to do this in my break while you guys are listening to some more music. I really, really implore you to do the same thing. It's avaaz.org, avaz.org. Please sign this petition. Let's tell the world that we are not going to stand for one of the most beautiful sites in the world being destroyed by capitalist coal mining. I will put this up on the Facebook, which will go to my Twitter as well. I will do that all in the next break, and I just implore you, please, please, please. I saw someone just from Canada 8 seconds ago signing up. I hope it was one of the people that were listening in to my show. Please, please, please sign this. They have, like I said, they've done a lot of great things, this organization, and have actually reversed a lot of horrendous policies and protocols. So with that, I am going to set you ahead for another fantastic album. This is White Horse with one of the most beautiful album names I've ever heard. The Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss. This is Luke Doucette and his wife performing in this band. And they actually played at the Folk Festival as well. And I heard them and they were just fantastic. So without further ado, while you're listening to this song, I urge you to go online, avaaz.org. Please sign this petition to save the Great Barrier Reef so our generation and future generations to come can enjoy the beauty and wonder of that beautiful site. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I wonder
it scares me to death. You tell me everything you ever thought about love was a lie, and I should be struck dumb, happily insane. But the man in my head recommends against paving my history, so why can't I take this car and drive it to Mexico, and we'll rob a Texaco in Santa Fe, where we'll run out.
Is your band going on tour? At Practicar Rent-A-Rec, we offer budget-minded individuals the opportunity to think economy with reliability, thrifty pricing, and value for your dollar. All you need is to be 19 or older and have a valid driver's license. To get your band and gear on the road today, go to azureautogallery.ca or call 604-232-9873. That's 604-232-9873.
Thank you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we've got about, let's see how my math is, about 20-ish minutes, just over 20-ish minutes, 24 minutes before I say adieu for another 2 weeks. We in the middle there, you just heard Kathleen Edwards with her song Voyager from her album Change the Let's try that again. I got so excited for a second. That was her album Voyager, and that song was Change the Sheets in the middle there. And then just then was Hannah Georges with her album Hannah Georges, and that song was Enemies. Now, before I move on to the next little bit of music, I wanted to tell you a little bit about Kathleen Edwards. She's been around since 1999. This last album, Voyager, was actually her first crack into the top 100 and the top 40 in the US. And Change the Sheets, the album, the song you just heard, was co-produced by Justin Vernon of Bon Iver, which is kind of cool. In 2012, she was shortlisted as one of the nominees for the Polaris Prize, which is kind of cool. And in 2008, the Asking for Flowers album was auctioned off on an iPod loaded with all three of her albums, compilation tracks, alternate takes, two previously unreleased songs, four music videos, photos, and a featurette of the making of the record. The iPod case was also a one-of-a-kind Asking for Flowers engraving, and the winning bidder also received two free tickets to one of her concerts that year. All the proceeds from that auction went to the Alicia Ross Memorial Fund and its partner program, Project Canoe. Canoe stands for Creative and Natural Outdoor Experience. Ross was a young Toronto woman who was murdered in 2005 and inspired a song on Asking for Flowers. The highest bid for that was actually $1,035. I thought that was a very cool indication of a band or an artist doing something that's a little bit unique just to raise some money. It doesn't take much for them, and it raises a hell of a lot of money for a non-profit organization, which is very cool. Kathleen also played Folk Festival a couple of weeks ago as well. And then we had Hannah Georges, and she obviously is originally from Ontario, but now calls Vancouver her home. And she's been around for quite some time, since 2008. And this new album was released last year, which is kind of cool, in October of 2012. And a few years ago, she actually used her EP. All the sales from her iTunes purchases of her EP, The Beat Stuff, went to Juvenile Diabetes, which is a charity close to George's heart. Well, I have a whackload of music to go before I say goodbye to you for another couple of weeks, so I'm just going to go straight into it. Now, I was listening to one of my mix CDs that I make. As I know, I'm a total absolute nerd. I like making mix CDs. Kind of goes with the territory of programming a show. I'm pretty much making a mix CD every 2 weeks. I make mix CDs to people that I love, and I did this one for my boyfriend a little while ago, probably a couple of years ago, and I was listening to it the other day, and I put this song on it, and you know what? It's one of my favorite songs. I love it. It's the Rolling Stones with Play With Fire. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Well, you've got your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your cars. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father, be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Old man the score. Now she gets her kicks in Stepney, not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, and you will have some others, but you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Monster Energy's Rock Allegiance Tour presents four bands from four countries, Sunday, September 8th at the Abbotsford Entertainment and Sports Center. Featuring Volbeat, Him, All That Remains, and Airborne. Get your tickets to see these four game-changing rock bands now at the Whatcom Private Liquor Store, Abbotsford Recreation Center, the Matsqui Recreation Center, and online at abbotsfordcenter.ca. Or call 1-866-977-2372. That's 1-866-977-2372.
Sons and daughters, may
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was a very funky, poppy, upbeat album from The Strokes. That's their new and fifth album, Come Down Machine. And that song, I really like it, Welcome to Japan. Kind of reminds me of, I lived in Japan for a while, and it kind of reminds me of Japan just being like poppy and fun and crazy. If you don't know who The Strokes are, well, you've been obviously under a rock. They're a rock band from New York City, and they've been active since 1998, which is a long time. Their debut album is this. It was ranked number 199 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time and number 8 on Rolling Stone's 100 Best Debut Albums of All Time. Come Down Machine hasn't reached one of those lists yet, but maybe in the future they will. This is actually the final release in fulfilling the band's contract agreement with longtime label RCA Records. So it'll be interesting to see with their new album in a couple of years whether they go completely different or stay to the true Strokesy's genius. In the middle there, we had Cold Specs with their album I Predict a Graceful Expulsion, and their song was Winter Solstice. The band is led by Al Spix, which is a pseudonym of a Canadian singer-songwriter based in London, England. And her style has been described as doom soul. I just think it's really nice soul. And it's influenced by the American Deep South gospel and strong goth streak. I don't know if I totally agree with that comment. She signed with the Mute Records. I just think it's some really good bluesy soul, quite personally, at the beginning of 2012. And she's actually appeared on two tracks of Moby's upcoming album, Innocence. And that's another band / singer that hasn't been around for a while, but has been on the music scene for quite some time. Now, I Predict a Graceful Expulsion is actually the debut album, and it was released in 2012, and it was actually longlisted as the Polaris Music Prize in 2012 too, which is kind of cool. So the lead single, A Case for Shame, which is Moby's song, is actually just released in July. So if you want to check out Cold Specs on Moby's album Innocence, you can check out the first single, A Case for Shame, which she's involved in. Now, just before I say goodbye and Darren G gets in for Stereoscopic Readout, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about the Rolling Stones. I'm not telling you who they are. You pretty much have to have been a vegetable for the last 50 years not to know who they are. But they actually celebrated their 50th anniversary in the summer of 2012, and they released a large hardback book entitled 50 in commemoration of the event. There was also a documentary by that was released at the end of last year by Brett Morgan, capturing 50 years of the Rolling Stones, and it was released in September 2012. And the documentary was following the band from their early club days through their arrival as the greatest band in the world. I don't know if you like The Simpsons or if you don't, but I personally love The Simpsons, and I'll just never forget this episode of The Simpsons when they see into the future and they see Lisa in her university dorm room, and she has Rolling Stones the wheelchair tour, and I kind of feel like they're on the way to getting towards the wheelchair tour. They're pretty old now. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mick Jagger's either 70 or heading straight to the 70. But good on them. Good on them for keep going strong. You know what? Rock until you drop, basically. Play With Fire, which is what that's the song that I played for you guys, was released as a B-side on the album, the song The Last Time, but then they actually released it in 1965 on the album Out of Our Heads. In 2008, the Rolling Stones' Mick Jagger joined with Ben Affleck to put together a documentary called Give Me Shelter. It was a short film to help raise $23 million to United Nations efforts to pay for clean water and emergency aid kits for 250,000 people driven from their homes by fighting in the Eastern DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo. So that was kind of cool that the Rolling Stones did that as well. Now, before I say goodbye, I'm going to play one last song. I felt like I was in the presence of greatness at the Orpheum 2 weeks ago. I was lucky enough to nab a ticket to see the Alabama Shakes, and what a fantastic show that was. She has a phenomenal voice. The band is tight and just supports her so well. Miss Brittany was fantastic. My friend and I turned to each other after the show and basically said, that is a band that's going to be around to stay. And I'm just putting it out there, and I think I'm pretty safe in saying this, quite honestly, could become a band as similar to the Rolling Stones in that legendary capacity. If not the Alabama Shakes, at least Britney's voice. Her voice is phenomenal. The only thing with the Orpheum is not many people stood up, which I was a little bit disappointed with, but still, she filled that whole, that 2,500, whatever it is, concert hall full of her just awe-inspiring voice. Such a beautiful voice. So I'm going to leave you with one of their songs from their album, Boys and Girls, one of my personal favorites. I think it's a lot of people's personal favorites. I will bid you adieu, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Don't forget to sign the petition to stop a shipping lane in the Great Barrier Reef through Avaaz. And I'll just have to say, as I always say, be kind to one another, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Bye for now.
Hold on. gotta hold on.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate.